Richard Hudnut of Fifth Avenue brings you the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy. It's Sunday night and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, and Ray Noble and his orchestra, brought to you by Richard Hudnut, makers of scientific hair preparation. Tonight our guest is the number one singing star, Rosemary Clooney. And now, celebrating Edgar Bergen Day in Decatur, Michigan, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Bless you all for that applause. And to our new sponsor, Richard Hudnut, bless you for those checks.
Well, Charlie?
Yeah?
Here we are again.
What an opening line. Bergen, we're here to launch the season, not sink it.
All right. This is the first show of our 15th year on radio, and it gives me a warm feeling inside that we have chosen to do it right here in Decatur, Michigan, the very town where I gave my first performance.
Isn't it sort of like returning to the scene of the crime?
Oh, no. Just think, Decatur. Decatur. I once walked barefoot down these streets.
Yeah. You walked barefoot everywhere until you met me.
Oh, no. And on Sundays, I would dress up in my Buster Brown collar and with my blonde locks streaming down over my shoulders.
Yeah. Well, that stream dried up all right. It's nice that you could get back here for your second childhood.
No, no. I wish you wouldn't give the people the impression that I'm old. At my last birthday, weren't there 35 candles on my cake?
Well, there were on the piece I had, yes. You keep pitching them, Bergen, and I'll keep knocking them out of the park.
Yeah. Well, joke if you must, Charlie. But when I think of how nice these people have been to me, my friends, I sort of choke up.
Well, I'd let you use my handkerchief, Bergen, but I got a dead beetle tied up in it.
All right. I'm proud of Decatur. Oh, it was in this very hamlet.
Down, boy, down. All right. This little hamlet certainly produced a big ham.
All right. I am moved to make a speech at this time. How will I begin?
Well, talk about your operation. That's a good opening.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Sure drags, doesn't it?
No. As I look into your smiling faces...
Who's smiling?
All right.
I've seen happier faces on a dollar watch. All right.
As I look into your smiling faces, I remember my life among you. I came here as a baby. Things were rough then.
No talcum powder?
No. It was in this very theater, in the silent picture days, that I played a player piano.
A player piano? Gad, what talent.
Yes. On Delaware Street, there's a little church, and it was in the basement of that church that I gave my first performance. I did bird imitations.
Bird imitations? Oh, no.
Yes, yes. Yes, and they were so natural. The birds loved me and followed me.
Well, I've heard people say you were for the birds.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sonny.
Yeah. Listen to this one. There.
You did it, didn't you?
Yes, yes. Could you identify the bird?
Well, now, let me see. I would say that was a bald eagle crying for his toupee.
No. No, it wasn't.
Was it the mating call of a pair of corduroy trousers?
No. It was the yellow-breasted sapsucker.
No, really.
Yes.
Well, for your sake, I hope it was a female.
Why?
Well, you'll never be able to explain the egg you just laid. All
right. All right, so maybe I laid an egg. But I'm glad I'm here. You know, it feels good to be back home in Michigan. It's just like that song, remember? I want to go back on the farm with a milk pail on my arm, doing what I did again back in Michigan.
When you give yourself a home permanent, lady, be beauty-wise and neutralize. If only your hair could say ouch, you'd know why it's so important to neutralize your home permanent. Because your hair can be hurt. If you skip neutralizing, you may be doing your hair lasting damage. So take a Richard Hudnut Home Permanent. The home permanent method that gives you the soft, natural-looking curls you want. So quickly, so easily, so safely. Remember, neutralizing your Richard Hudnut Home Permanent takes so little time. And it makes such a big difference. Be beauty-wise and neutralize. Try a Richard Hudnut Home Permanent.
Hello, Mortimer.
Well, aren't you going to say hello to me?
No. Oh, sure, yeah, oh, yeah, of course, naturally. Hello there, Mr., well, hello there. Mr.
Come now, your mind is wandering.
Well, that's okay. Leave it alone, and it'll come home. Hickory, hickory dock.
No, no. Well, did anything happen this summer on your farm?
Yeah, yes, indeed. Macau Bessie had a calf.
Uh-huh. Boy or girl?
Well, I guess Bessie's a girl, or she couldn't have had a calf.
I suppose so.
Yeah. Seems to figure out that way.
Yeah. Vacation time goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's the way it goes, all right.
Yeah.
Say, Mr. Bergen, who was that feller bellerin' about beauty as I came in here?
Oh, well, that was Bill Baldwin.
Yeah?
Yes.
Name sounds familiar. Has he had it long?
Oh, yeah. He was talking about Richard Hudnut.
Yeah, well, you can see he's the gossipy type, yeah.
Bill was doing a commercial.
Oh, he was?
Yes. You see, a commercial serves to tell the audience about the sponsor's product.
Well, now that sounds real clever. I wonder why somebody hasn't thought about that before. Oh.
Do you know who our sponsor is?
Well, I think I caught the name was Mr. Walnut.
No, no, no. Butternut. No, no, no. It's Richard Hudnut.
Yeah, that's a fellow.
Yeah. He's our sponsor. Of course, you know what a sponsor is.
Well, it's the husband of a spinster.
No, no. No, a sponsor pays for the program.
Well, bless his heart. Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Hudnut does so because he wants to tell the people about Richard Hudnut, Home Permanent Wave.
Well, what's that for? To make your home wavy?
No, no. No, it's so a girl can fix her hair at home to be attractive and wavy.
I saw a girl once. Her hair was straight and her scalp was wavy.
Is that true? Well, perhaps her hair was straight because she failed to use a home permanent that had special neutralizer.
Maybe so. I don't know. Yeah.
You see, the Richard Hudnut Home Permanent has a neutralizing agent. You know how it works.
Well, yeah. The agent comes to the girl's house and neutralizes her. Oh, no.
Neutralization is a scientific process that safeguards and preserves the natural vitality and the resilience of the hair.
Oh, no!
By the way, Mortimer, you have very attractive hair.
Yeah. I've been growing hair for nigh on to 14 years.
What's the secret of your beautiful hair?
Well, I use saddle soap.
Oh, I see. Well, next time I suggest you try Richard Hudnut shampoo. Girls all over the world use that product.
Well, why?
Why? Well, because... Well, confidentially, it helps them to catch a man.
You mean the Hudnut stuff helps them run faster?
Oh, no. No, it's because it makes them look more beautiful.
Oh.
And remember the old saying.
That's right.
What?
Well, I'll tell
you. A thing of beauty A thing of beauty is...
Is what? Well, it ain't me, I know that. Well, I think I'll go home and put some of that shampoodle on my noodle. Well, toodle-oodle.
During our 15 years in radio, Charlie and I have had the pleasure of working with many fine singers. The young lady I'm about to introduce now, in the short space of a few years, has established herself as one of the all-time greats. Her record sales are, well, to coin a phrase, record sales. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present Miss Rosemary Clooney.
As I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only as much as I miss you. You wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue. If you only loved me half as much as I love you. If you missed me half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I
lovely. I was just thinking, when the show's over, how about joining me in a little stroll down Lover's Lane?
How do you know this town has a Lover's Lane?
After we're through, that's what they'll call it.
Well, Charlie, I like you.
You do, putty, putty, putty.
But you see, I'm a woman.
Yeah. Well, even Eisenhower and Stevenson would agree on that.
Hello, Rosemary. Hello, Charlie.
Yeah, hello.
I've been having such a splendid time talking to my old friend.
Yeah.
My, how they love me.
Oh, sure, sure. Bertie, do you want to know what the people in this town really think of you?
Well, certainly.
Well, I found out.
How?
Well, I wormed them out of it. Recharged, Bertie.
How?
I wormed it out of him with my tape recorder. Tapeworm McCarthy, they call me.
So you talk to my old friends about me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'd love to hear those interviews. I probably will blush a little.
Oh, boy, are you asking for it?
Yeah.
Well, Bertie, Ray Noble and I sort of made a production of it, music and everything, and here it goes.
Ladies
Ladies and gentlemen, the voices you are about to hear are real voices.
They are the voices of Bergen's friends.
And his enemies.
Who outnumber his friends.
The school teacher who taught him figures.
The girl next door.
Who also taught him figures.
This is Bergen the boy.
Who grew into a man.
Well, I say, you know, we had exactly the same arrangement in England.
The first person interviewed was Bergen's old girlfriend.
You know, Charles, looking at Edgar's old girlfriend makes me feel a bit sentimental. Someday I'm going back to England to the girl that I left behind.
Is she waiting for you?
Oh, I'm not exactly sure, old boy. She's married now and has 10 children, you see. I won't believe we're through till I hear it from her own lips.
Well, the girl had to do something while she was waiting.
Oh, yeah.
This is the place, Blossom McDougal.
I say, Charles, I'm key to a concert pitch. Edgar's always talked of how beautiful Blossom was.
Oh, quite, quite. Someone's coming.
In here, old boy.
Rick, don't let it crawl back in the sink. It'll fall in.
I say, I'm afraid there's been some mistake, you know. We're looking for Blossom.
Oh, I'm Blossom.
You've certainly gone to pot.
Well, you're kind of a seedy pair in yourself.
Well, old girl, when I do mean old girl, we're here to get your memories of Edgar Bergen, you see.
Bergen?
Uh-huh.
Edgar Bergen?
Yes.
Never heard of him.
Sure left an impression.
And you see, when I was young, I had so many boyfriends. Sam, Joe, Harry, Tom, Phil, George. They'd all sit around begging for my kisses.
Really?
Yes. Fellas, where are you now that I need you?
This might help you to recognize Edgar. Here's a recent picture we have of him.
Oh, let's see it. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Oh, what a horrible way to go. I knew I remember him. Egghead, the silent swede.
Bergen said it was a big romance you two had.
He did?
Yeah.
When Edgar came over to see me, all he did was sit around squeaking his high-button shoes. So I finally said, Father has his back turned. Now's your chance to steal a kiss.
What did he do?
He kissed Father.
Good old Egghead. Now, Charlie, that's not true. Blossom was crazy about me.
The next voice you hear is that of one of the town's ex-mayors.
How do you do, Mr. Mayor? We should like to ask a favor of you.
Boys, you've come to the right party.
Uh-huh.
From the rock-bound coast of Maine to the sunny slops of California. Honest Mike Perry stands for honesty, integrity, and devotion to this great community. If you want a traffic ticket fixed, it'll cost you $2.
Now look, Loose and Quivery, that's not what we came to see you about.
Well, if it's those stories about Honest Mike taking graft, they're lies. I know that after 2 years in office on a salary of $2,000 a year, I retired with over $90,000 in the bank. But I can explain it.
How?
My wife was a very thrifty shopper.
The old girl must have run into some smashing bargains, old boy.
No insinuations, brush lip. Of course, I did make a little money out of the new fire alarm boxes I installed. You had to put a quarter in before you pulled the lever.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Well, the fire engine didn't come till you got two plums and a cherry. Brought in a lot of dough.
Well, see here, old man, can we get down to business now? You see, we're here to get your recollections of Edgar Bergen.
Bergen?
Uh-huh.
Edgar Bergen?
Yeah.
And what does he do?
Well, he's my partner.
Oh, he's in the lumber business, eh?
Now, look, lumpy.
Wait a minute, Charles. Surely you must remember Edgar Bergen.
Oh, yes, indeed. Why, 20 years ago on Arbor Day, we planted a tree in his honor. It was so weak we had to put a stick in the ground beside it.
Did the tree live?
No, the tree died, but the stick grew.
What happened to the stick?
Young man, did Bergen ever tell you how you happened to be?
Well, that doesn't. Now listen, guys.
Before we leave, do you have any other recollections of Edgar?
Yes, I remember he did get into a little scrape with the police.
Uh-huh.
He drove a car that wasn't his.
Did he steal a car?
Well, not exactly. Uh-huh. You see, he found it parked in front of the cemetery, and he figured the owner was dead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
The next person we interviewed was Bergen's old school teacher.
She's 87 years old and retired now. Good afternoon, madam. We'd like to talk to you about Bergen.
Oh, thanks. I'll have one.
Have one, Bergen?
Oh, I thought you said a shot of bourbon. My doctor says that for my health, I should have just a wee drop before going to bed.
I see.
You know something? I find myself going to bed 4 or 5 times a night.
I think she uses her hot water bottle for a chaser.
Perhaps we didn't make ourselves quite clear. We should like to hear your recollections of Edgar Bergen, you see.
Bergen?
Yes.
Was he the little boy who dropped the live frog down my bustle? Before I got it out, I'd erased half the blackboard.
And I thought I was something with my guided missile spitballs.
That doesn't sound exactly like Edgar. Tell us what kind of a pupil was Edgar.
Oh, Edgar was very good in... he was excellent in... he got good marks in... He was a dope.
Thank you. The prosecution rests.
I don't understand it. Those people...
I guess we did a good job impersonating those people. I hope Edgar falls for it.
Turn that off, Ray.
Hey, he's really good.
So that's it, Charlie. It was all a fake. You hired actors to record all that slander about me. Charlie, why? Why did you have to play a trick like that on our 15th anniversary?
Bergen, if it wasn't for tricks like that, we wouldn't have a 15th anniversary.
Now, here is our lovely guest, Rosemary Clooney, with her second song of the evening, Looking for a Boy.
I am just a little girl who's looking for a little boy, who's looking for a girl to love. Tell me, please, where can he be, the loving he who'll bring to me the harmony I'm dreaming of. It'll be goodbye, looking for a girl to love. If it's true that love affairs are all arranged in heaven, my guardian angel's holding out on me. So I'm looking for a boy about 5'6" or 7" and won't be happy till I'm on his knee. I'll be blue until he comes my way. Hope he'll take the cue when I'm sad. I am just a little girl who's looking for a little boy, who's looking for a girl to
Edgar Bergen will be back in a moment.
Shine, shine.
Shine up your hair. Get the shampoo with shine in it. Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo.
Shine.
Richard Hudnut Shampoo shines up dull hair. Makes use of nature's own beauty secret, real egg formula. Egg is a natural beautifier for dry, dull hair. Scientists agree about that. And when you use Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo, you get the natural benefits of real egg formula. How it shines up dull, drab hair. That's why the beauty experts at the Richard Hudnut Fifth Avenue Beauty Salon say, this is the shampoo with shine in it. You'll love using it. It's a smooth, fragrant, liquid cream, and it makes your hair so shiny, so soft, so manageable.
Shine up your hair.
With Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo.
Oh, Mr. Baldwin, I just brought in 2 dozen eggs from the farm for Mr. Hudnut to use in his shampoo.
Oh, well, I bet that's wonderful,
oh, sure,
Mortimer.
Sure,
by the way, how much are you asking for your eggs today?
Well, I'm asking 60 cents a dozen for the big ones and 70 cents for the small ones.
But why do you ask more for the small ones?
Small ones are harder to find.
Oh, Mortimer. Now, here is Edgar Bergen.
Charlie, this is my old friend Dr. Bope, who took care of my aches and pains when I was in grammar school.
You know, Doctor, I've heard a lot about Decatur from Bergen. Why is it people from small towns are so proud of it?
Well, Charlie, it may be the feeling that in a small town such as ours, where everybody knows all his neighbors, there is no such a thing as being ignored. Everybody is not only a person, but in this way a personage. We never said there was that boy playing the piano at the show last night. We said that Bergen boy. This belonging and sharing is the precious heritage of all small towns. Heritage that is produced in many of our greatest Americans who derive their philosophy from this democratic condition.
This is Bill Baldwin reminding you that Sunday is Fun Day on CBS.
This is the CBS Radio Network.